In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. Now, NFL season is officially here, and I'm not sure about you, but my Sundays are starting to look exactly like this. Me and my favorite team's jersey sitting in front of the TV all day long. Babe, leave me alone. All right, now, I've partnered up with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official partner of the National Football League, to bring all new customers an exciting way to put some skin in action, all right? I'm talking right now. Now, this is what you got to do. New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use my code TBC. Bet just $5 and boom, $200 in bonus bets will hit your account instantly, all right? So don't wait any longer. Download the app, DraftKings app, right now and get that bread.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Of course, Lauren LaRosa here is our special guest host. And we got a special lady, some special ladies joining us this
Come
morning.
Come on now.
We got the City Girls.
Yes.
New album, Roar, is out right now.
JT and Carisha, good
That's
morning.
That's right. Welcome. First time here, right?
No, Carisha been here before. JT, first time.
Yes.
This is my first time here.
First time here. Good morning.
I'm a little nervous.
Why? We love you. Well, I love you.
He swear he's a part of the group.
Oh, okay.
He do.
What you mean? I like the City Girls.
Why you nervous?
Shit, y'all the Breakfast Club.
That don't mean nothing.
You know, Charlamagne the City Girl.
You know what? I've been listening to the Breakfast Club since y'all was like so messy and y'all used to do Donkey of the Day.
I still do Donkey of the Day.
You do?
We just not as messy.
You not as messy? Ain't that made you stop being messy?
Nah, it ain't that. I just feel like, you know, the best way to not disturb your own peace is not to disturb the peace of others.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And I feel like everything is so messy now. So I like, when I see everybody going one way, I like to go the other way.
Okay.
You don't think everything messy now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody, yeah. It's just the way.
Hi, Carisha.
Hey.
Hey, Carisha.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm great. You? How you feeling today?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored.
I know, that's right. Me too.
You don't like them either?
I love Charlamagne Tha God. You know, I take my kids to school every morning, so I listen to y'all every morning, literally, like.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah,
Thank
we do.
Carisha didn't like what I said. It wasn't no dish to you, though.
No,
Carisha.
I just feel.
What you
said? I just feel like people always saying that I don't deserve stuff. Why I don't deserve
anything? The BET Award.
Yeah, I work hard. I deserve everything. Mm-hmm. When I just did my first live podcast, the line was around the corner. Mm-hmm. It's new. We in a new time. We in a new generation. I'm bringing something new. So why I don't deserve it?
I just feel like you don't put out enough. If you was putting them out every week, you'd be the biggest podcast in the game.
Because that's how I want to run my show, though. I want people to wait. I want my shit to be anticipated. I don't want to drop every week. You just said you don't like the way everybody doing.
Okay, that's true.
I want people to anticipate my shit.
But the first year you won it, when Drink Champs and you won it at the same time, I'm like, all right,
yeah,
Diddy,
I ain't had nothing to do with that.
That had something to do with it. How?
So if that's the case, why I ain't with my BMA? If Diddy brought it and it was like, why he ain't buy that? Why he ain't buy that award?
He probably can't afford the BMA. The BET award a little cheaper.
He can't afford what?
Yo, shut up, man.
He can't afford what?
You feel like you take it away from your work and your grind. Yeah,
that's not true. I love Carisha, please.
Now you talking over.
I just feel like as a black woman, people always discrediting us. Like, don't discredit me. I work hard. I'm away from my kids. I get up every morning. I put in the work. Like, I deserve everything that's coming to me. Don't do that.
We can't be a little salty? What if we a little salty?
Yeah, just say that. Then I'm like, okay, I feel you. I just feel like I deserve my shit. Like, mm-hmm. I'm here. Like, God put me here for a reason.
That is
and,
true.
And this what he had for me. Like, this was destined for me. So don't say I don't deserve it. Just say you were salty. And then I can respect
it. Well, congratulations.
That. Thank you.
But when people say you was the next Oprah, I was like, y'all don't know where Carisha going to be. Carisha could be the next Oprah. I definitely said that.
I am.
I don't see why you're saying that. When I say the black Oprah,
I mean like coming from the hood, Opa-locka, Section 8, wig, food stamps, like that, like to having a podcast, to being where I'm at. I never imagined this for me. So I feel like, you know, I gotta run and I'm doing everything that I thought I wouldn't do. So I feel like the sky's the limit for me. And
why wouldn't you dream big? Like, right. Who else is the bar? If you're in that space, like, who else is the bar other than somebody like Oprah?
Right.
Do you feel like people don't appreciate y'all as a group, as a single, as, you know, solo artist, as a rapper, as a podcaster? Do you feel like they don't give you the respect you deserve?
Yeah, I feel like I don't get the respect I deserve. I feel like I'm always someone that's singled out. Even in the group, it's like, oh, she can't rap, she can't do this, but when we go on stage, y'all singing and word for word. When y'all see me, y'all bitches falling out. So what is it? Like, it have to make sense. And it's like, to a point where I'm very humble. I don't put it in nobody's face. Like, it's like, oh, she can't do this, she can't do that. Like, the numbers that I make on my website just off of my card game, like, I made $1 million in 15 days. Mm-hmm. I made $500,000 last
card
month.
Game, what you mean?
Richie Roulette.
Oh,
we gonna play the game later. We gonna play the game later.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, I can really be putting in y'all face and making y'all eat y'all words, but that's not me. That's not my character. I just be chilling. But don't say I can't do this. And I ain't like I ain't bringing nothing to the table. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that. I don't like that.
This has been happening with you guys for so long, though. Like, at this point, do you feel like it's just like, why even let it? Like, why even address it? Why even, you know what I mean?
Like, I feel y'all are like at this point, it's a popular thing to say because they've been saying it since day one. Mm-hmm. But it's like, at some point in time, it's tiring. Okay. Like, don't act like, you know, I ain't give y'all a feature run. Like, y'all wasn't singing my shit. Like, y'all don't know my lyrics. Like, y'all don't, like, I don't bring nothing to the table. Like, I don't, anybody wouldn't feel that. Mm-hmm. Anybody wouldn't want that on them.
How do you feel about it, JT?
I feel like they do me the same way. Like, I had my time when they, you know, bash me all the time. They still do, but mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, like,
y'all have to know that comes with the territory.
Yeah, I mean, I think she feel like she gets singled out. I feel the same way. Like, a lot of people say a lot of stuff about me, like, oh, she lazy, or she don't do this, or she don't do that, or, but it's just, I do things my way, like, you know, and I do what's for me, and I'm not trying to compete or keep up. I just do things at my own pace. So when people come at me, I'm good at rapping. You get what I'm trying to say? That's all. I've been rapping since I was a little girl, like, and it comes off naturally for me. So I feel like people will give me my flowers in rapping. That's my thing to do. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they singling her out, because they single me out for a lot of stuff that she do. Like, so much shit that she do. And I just don't think that it's that type of thing. Like, I don't think that. I think they hate on you just as much as they hate on me. It's equal hate. Like, just as much you feel some type of way, I can feel some type of way. Because they'll be like, oh, do this, do this, do this. And it's so much more pressure. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as I do it, and I fail, everybody on my ass. And mm-hmm. they, like, you get on trying to say, like, oh, JT, go solo, go solo, go solo. Okay, I take that risk and I do that. Everybody on my ass. So mm-hmm. it's just as much pressure, and it's equal. Like, I don't think that it's, like, singling nobody out. I think that it's very equal hate. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, if you get something, they, like, where hers at? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And it's, I got mine, but I'm not like that. And I'm not, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, people, it's the same thing. Like, they'll be like, okay, JT got this going on. I mean, if she posts something, it's like, oh, shit. She, Carisha, for 2 years they were saying that. Like, oh, Carisha done left the group. She gone. Like, mm-hmm. she got this going on. She got that going on. JT better find a job because Carisha done with her. For 2 years straight.
Oh, when she drops Carisha, please? She...
Like, a lot of stuff. Okay, okay. And then when I started doing my thing and being more, like, actively in my space, you know, what I'm good at, and people start giving my flowers for it, then it's feeling like, oh, okay, it's more hate towards you, and it's not that.
You think it's the persona, like, you know,
I ain't never say because you do your thing, it's more hate towards me. I'm just telling you how I feel. It's mm-hmm. It don't got nothing to do with you. I just feel like what I'm reading about me.
Because I see you, right?
So y'all been clearly debating about this. Y'all been clearly having healthy arguments about who getting more hate.
No.
I just, it's not even a debate right now. Okay. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that is hate towards one of the nut up. I don't think either
one of us. I think
both
of
y'all get smoked. I'm not saying, like, okay, she only gets smoked. I think we equally get smoked. Like, we both get hated on equally as the City Girls. There's no jabs at her, like, at all, never. But I'm just putting it out there that as the City Girls, we both get hate. And we get hate individually. Mm-hmm. We get hate as a group. We get hate about everything. Because absolutely. I feel like people buy more into our personality, our personal life, and all type of shit that we've been through. We
but
came
they miss
out.
A lot of it, though. Like, when you talk about, you know, Carisha taking her kids to school every day. People don't know. I see it because you tag us and you listen, right?
Yeah.
Or when I see you taking your kids to the car, fashion show. I was at the fashion show and I seen you with your son. It wasn't the lights, it's glitz. It's you're loving your son and supporting your son. I think a lot of times people don't see that. I see it all the time because I'm there, but I'm like, she's a dope mom. People
yeah,
don't
hate on that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to,
that's why I don't like the mother on the internet though.
I feel like they hate on everything with the City Girls because we came out so raw and we came out so like,
real ass bitch, give like, a fuck about like, nigga.
We came out as ourselves though. That's our culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think that we show offs in Miami. Bitch, we gonna buy a Chanel bag before we pay our rent. We just always been, we stealing and robbing.
Well, you need to get like, your priorities together.
Our priorities fucked up in Miami, so we always been. No, it's the truth. Our priorities so fucked up down there, but that's how we was raised to like have it and like want it and stunt. Mm-hmm. We some stunting ass bitches. We came out stunting, so a bitch always gonna pray on a bitch downfall who always trying to stunt.
I said Carisha put a $70,000 bag on the table. She said no, it's
$80,000.
Yeah,
okay.
It didn't
want to
put it down either.
She looked like,
what's
was my bag?
That's right. Let me put that skin on the table.
The stunt on people.
It ain't never the stunt on people. It's literally like, for real. It's our lifestyle. And they don't mean shit. It's just like, for real, back like see, I'm gonna get me a nice car, and I'm gonna have me regardless of what. That's why when people try to clown us, regardless of what, me and Carisha gonna win, cause that's how we was raised. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna do whatever to stay in my shit or stay how I'm living now, no matter what.
You're not gonna go back to scamming.
I might.
No, you won't, JT. Cut it out.
Shit, I'm just playing, but. What's wrong with that? I'm just joking. No, I won't go back to scamming at all. I don't even recommend scamming at all. But I'm just saying, like, that's how we was to raise on survival and stunting.
Do you think y'all both still City Girls? Because we see y'all booed up. You know, we see you raising the kids and stuff like that. Are y'all still City Girls?
We ain't booed up with no broke niggas.
Damn. But you still booed up?
We ain't booed up with broke niggas.
Because on the album, you say only Uzi can get the pussy. That was another thing about the City Girls. You know, y'all was out there doing what y'all want to do, sexually liberated.
See, he's a projector. So we have conversations in this room all the time about us as women having standards of what we want, where we want to go, don't want to go, first dates, whatever. And he says that's toxic. And I'm like, if you require a certain thing as a woman, that's what you require.
Because y'all be shitting on everything. You saw that list that they had that you can't take a woman on first dates. Everything.
People don't
want
to go to Applebee's for a first date. He said that that's toxic. Well, if you're in like middle school, okay, it's like
middle
level.
School. Jesus Christ!
I told them me and my
not
grown
even high
friends
school,
don't even go
school.
There. Like, you might order on DoorDash if you can't get nothing else. But like, if
movies,
that's not what you do,
it was a bar for drinks, hookah lounge. You can't go to none of them places. A house. Now, think about the type of guys y'all got right now. You don't want to go to their mansion?
See, but that's a different.
Like, do I want to what?
Go to their mansion.
What you mean?
On a first date?
Like on the first date, go to his house?
Yes.
As long as I don't give a fuck where we go. We could go to Applebee's.
See what I'm saying?
Like, that's me. I'm with the vibes, baby. Just take me. As long as we breathing together in the same kind of same wherever.
Because you like the guy.
Yeah.
And that's all I be trying to tell them. Focus on the man, not all the superficial stuff. Do you like the, if you like the person, you'll go anywhere with them.
But if she said she didn't want to go to Applebee's, it's fine too.
No, she said she want to go to
Applebee's.
But
I'm saying if she, I just don't understand why when it comes to women in the
world. She
want
to go to Applebee's with somebody she likes.
She likes.
Exactly. Yeah. But you got to get, you first day, you don't even know if you like a person.
Sometimes you do.
No, I don't
know.
That's
why you went on a date with him. Something he said made you say, you know what, I'm going to go kick it with him. Now, he might mess it up on the first date.
Okay, so this is not pertaining to us. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, sometimes guys be online kicking it like they bigger than what they is. So your expectations mm-hmm. for a guy probably is high mm-hmm. of how they put it out of themselves. So if you flexing and you flashing and you acting like you that nigga and you pull up on me and you take me to Applebee's, yes, I'm going to be devastated.
Mm. But what if you pull up on in a Maybach? You know, Maybach, he got all the money. He just want to go to Applebee's. He is who he says he
Maybach
is.
Maybach don't
he
mean nothing to them.
Man, why are we talking about Applebee's? Let's be for real.
See?
Like, let's for real.
So where you want to go?
I want to go to Poppy State.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a restaurant right here.
Charlamagne, you've been on this radio for 50 years, baby. I know you got some money.
I'm struggling out here, JT.
I know you got some.
You got to do a scam or two, man.
You is so Roxy. Like, you're so messy. You're so Roxy. You so messy, like, you don't want me to
drink this life, like,
Carisha came here ready to swing on him.
I love Charlamagne. I love the Breakfast Club. I always say that, and I always say one thing about you, but you always love the city girls coming out the gate, so I always fuck with you, but then I'm like, damn, I'm only 29. I came from nothing. I deserve that.
Yeah, I don't want you to feel
I deserve
like
that. I don't care what nobody say. I deserve
y'all
that.
Should
you
probably
apologize.
Because Carisha was about to hit you.
I love Carisha, man. I ain't even want
y'all.
I ain't even want
him.
Listen,
yeah, you should apologize to Carisha.
Only thing I was saying was, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, I want you to drop more. If you drop more, I'm like, yo, you can't even front on
Carisha.
She said
she won't drop more.
I get it. You know what I mean? But
I feel like
there are people
like
that come out daily and weekly that, you know, really put in a lot of
work.
That
should be tiring. That should be tiring, though. Like, when you put out every week, it's like, God damn, you got to let the audience grow, let the interview grow. Like, give people time to get into it. I don't want my shit to drop every week. I probably will. But it was my first time trying it out. So you know I got to learn how to talk, too. I feel the nervous.
I disagree.
I swear I don't want you. I love everything.
I disagree.
When I watch y'all on live, I eat it up. Like, I don't want you to change that because you feel like that's going to do anything different. That's what we love you for.
You can't. People y'all can't get out of Summer Walker or Trina, what you did, if they don't talk like you.
Right.
You speak their language. You speak that language. Right. So I don't. No, don't think you got to change how you talk. I ain't learned how to talk in 25 years.
So that's what I'm saying. You just said that. So why you sit there and say I ain't deserve my award?
People I didn't say you didn't deserve it, Carisha.
People come on there and they just like literally, it be a vibe. We got hookah. We got drinks. Y'all ain't got no hookah up here.
We got drinks. Y'all ain't got no vibes up here.
We got a candle.
And I'm calling you. If you are New York, I'm putting up in New York. I'll put up on you. And I got the vibes.
We ain't got no hookah.
Will you apologize?
I didn't say you don't deserve it, though.
Say you were wrong.
I think she deserved it.
Yeah, I didn't say she don't deserve it.
I personally think she deserved it.
I said, Carisha, you know what? You do deserve it.
It was supposed to be Daily Young. Then y'all be trying to front on me with my little piece that I got going. One minute it's him do nothing for me, he don't want me. Then the next minute he paying for it. So which one is it?
Who said that?
Don't say y'all. You. That's right. There you go.
I said he don't
DJ
do nothing for
you. DJ, if you don't want no smoke, keep going.
I know Diddy tricking big. I ain't say he not doing nothing for you.
Hold on, man.
Whoa.
But it ain't tricking if she worth it. That's all I'm saying.
Heard that laugh? Keep playing with her.
What?
For
I don't
real.
Want no smoke with Carisha.
Y'all haven't had a fight at Breakfast Club.
I love the city girls.
Oh, nobody ain't ever got hit at Breakfast Club.
It could be the first. Carisha can snuff him right now.
Outside the building.
I'll help Carisha.
Outside the building?
Outside the building.
Oh, I've seen that video. Yep.
That wasn't a fight.
That wasn't a fight.
He got punched in the back.
Somebody hit you, you just a truffle.
One
I would have loved for the Breakfast Club to win. Y'all my favorite, though. I would never front on y'all.
I don't think we should have won.
The Breakfast Club was in a category?
Yep.
I don't think we should have won.
JT, I love that you paid that the show was even in the category.
Oh,
I would have felt like y'all should have won.
I remember them talk about, I think two names that stuck out to me. I remember you talking about it, but I think it was like Million Dollar Worth of Game.
That's what I think
Drink Champs.
And Drink Champs.
Mm-hmm. I think Million Dollar Worth of Game should have won.
Right, I love Gillian Wallow, though, but why?
That's Gillian Wallow.
Yeah.
Oh, they dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They dope.
Mm-hmm. That's Million Dollar Worth of Game. And I mean, Drink Champs is always consistent, you know, but that's who I thought should have won. But let's talk about y'all, man.
Let's talk about the album.
Real ass horse.
No, it's not. I said that.
Oh, so that's not really
What's
it?
The name of it? Then?
Come on, man.
No, it's not Stop. Real life, man.
I like that.
You be saying stuff, and then I come back, and they be like, Envy wrong.
Y'all
got to know that I always say shit, and I just be playing around. That's my personality.
And then I was in the bag.
So it's not Real Ass Horse? What's the name of that?
That's literally my personality. Like, anybody, y'all know me. Y'all been knowing me for like 5 years now.
I thought Real Ass Horse was a dope-ass title.
Nah, it was just like, we had came up with Raw, and JT would tell you why, and I was like, ooh, real ass horse. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, she laughed at me like.
What Raw mean, no condom?
Real
raw
ass women.
Raw is like in your authentic form, like
your natural state. Like
your natural
raw.
State, like you who you are, like if you go get some raw meat, not dick. Can I curse?
Yes.
Okay.
We've been doing it the whole show, so go ahead.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, not like raw dick, but like, you know, if you go to the grocery store, the meat is raw, and it's like. It's not all made up. It's not fabricated. It's just you, like, being yourself. So that's why we named it Raw, because I feel like we are raw. Like, we raw as fuck. You don't think so?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. That's why people love y'all.
Y'all have grown a lot since the first album. Like, what was the difference working on this album and then the first time that we heard you guys on the album?
I think the first album, it was, like, new and fresh for us. It was, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, my first time, like, trying to put together an album, I just really didn't know difference like between like production and what nothing really meant. So I feel like this time around, like, I listened to the songs that I actually liked, and like,
you took less direction, you were more hands-on on this one to see if it feels like it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that true?
No, not really. I feel like it was a lot of more people involved this time than the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this project is good. I feel like people not giving us like a fair chance of a listen. I feel like people listen with their eyes and not their ears no more. Like, like, you know, like, they get online and they see what other people saying and then they go for that. But that's, I swear, like, this album to me got, like, so many bops. And I think it's kind of overwhelming to a lot of people that the song sounds like singles. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, I feel like they don't hear, like, they, what I was taking from what people were saying about the album is a lot of sampling. So they didn't feel like,
I thought that was dope.
I like that. I wrote down all of my favorite, like, the International Players Anthem. The
that
was
dope.
Like, Honey Love. Like, I love the samples.
From what the reviews that I was getting from certain people. But I just feel like nowadays, people like listening with their eyes and not their ears and just, you know, ready to hate on something. Or like she said, like, discredit people and laugh at people and make people a joke. Because we in a bad time right now in the economy. You know, like, ain't nobody want to see nobody really win. And because nobody ain't really winning. Versus pandemic, everybody was buying music because everybody had money. Everybody was scamming. And everybody was feeling like they were a rapper or on a rapper's level. And they like, bitch, this my sis right here. Like, I'm feeling like me and her together. Now it's like, I don't fuck with y'all. I'm broke and I don't want to hear that shit.
Dang.
Not saying y'all broke, but
no,
I'm just saying, like, it's tough times.
Does the conversation that people are having about, like, first week sales, do y'all care about stuff like that? Or do y'all, like...
I care. Like, I think that, of course, like, nobody want to see that online about themselves. And I feel like at the same time, you get what you put in and shit. Like, I feel like collectively, we didn't do what we had to do to promote the album.
I was going
to
say that.
I don't even know what that means anymore because I don't see record labels.
I really didn't know the album came out last week until you told me.
How would you
usually you would see people
out? It wasn't a lot.
I feel like this interview should have been last week to promote the album.
How would you have done it?
And I said that, but they was like, when we asked about, like, coming to the Breakfast Club before, they said that, like, oh, when we come, it's going to drive people to the album. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But what I could say is you get in what you put out. Like, if you don't go hard with promoting your shit and putting in people's face, like, of course it's going to miss people. And I feel like it missed a lot of people. And then by the time people discovered it, it was discovered as a joke. Like, a lot of people found out through our record sales because that was probably the most viral thing. Like,
well, I found out because of the tweet, the Real Ass Horse tweet. I was like, oh, shit.
See, that was good marketing.
Yeah, that was good marketing.
Was good.
I said it.
That was good. It got a lot of people talking.
And I didn't even know the Usher song was y'all single. I thought that was an Usher record.
Oh.
That was so long ago.
That's my point. So that's what I'm like, that was so long ago with the video. When I saw it on the album, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was a City Girls record.
I just feel like with us, we've just been wanting this album to come out for so long. And a lot of these songs that's on the album, we wanted as single like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like, we just was wanting these songs out, wanting this album out, too. When it finally came out, it was just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So who fault is that? The label? Y'all?
Because I see much of y'all last week. Okay. This week, I'm seeing a lot. And then we were excited because I think they said JT was supposed to host one day. Then Carisha was supposed to host another day, and then both of y'all hosting together.
Oh, that would have been fire.
They said y'all ain't want to wake up.
They said y'all ain't want to wake up in the morning.
I never want to wake up in the morning, but that ain't what I said.
Because so, I thought that would have been dope. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, almost like
I don't remember. I do remember what I said. I said that I do want to talk about the album, and I feel like hosting, I got to talk about other people. So that's what I said.
Yeah.
So that's what I said. I personally said, I don't want to host because I want
to. I thought it was together, always together. I didn't know it was supposed to be one-one and then separately.
Yeah, I didn't understand
that. I
wasn't on that call. That's why I was on it, but I wasn't on it.
But, you know, stuff like that fuels the y'all don't get along rumors.
Yeah, it do. Like, why we was even there separately, you know? Like, but sometimes that's how people request things, or sometimes which she interested in, I'm not interested in. Like, we grown as fuck now. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, we done grew out the twin beds. Mm-hmm. we out of the twin beds. So it's just like, that's what it is. It's not beef. Like, it's not that at all. But if y'all would've called one first and the other one first, oh my God. Like, they would've been on there like, damn, I wanna sit in the same room together. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, somebody said, I heard they don't even ride in the car, same car together. Me and this girl have our own fucking money. You think we wanna sit on each other's laps? We got fucking glam teams now. Mm-hmm. We got camera people that we gotta, you know, take with us. You only can hold so many people in a fucking SUV. Mm-hmm. So I heard somebody say that before, like, oh, I heard they don't ride in the same car together. And I was like, yo, people are crazy.
I mean, we don't. Then all these years we were.
But y'all
together.
Be throwing each other under the bus though. I don't throw him. Like, we ain't throwing each other under the bus.
I ain't never throw him under the bus.
He kept throwing you under the bus this whole show. He was like, don't say me. Don't say me.
Oh,
now we go back and forth for the show. Him. Nah, but we brothers. We brothers.
Yeah. All
right. He just light skinned. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta give him a hard time. That's all.
Yeah.
Now, was this album easier to do with more help or harder?
I feel like I not even help, don't say that. I feel like it
more
just
hands
took,
in the, in
yeah,
the
it just took, it took too long to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it just was, it drugged to me. Like, it was one year I liked the album, and then the next year I hated it. Some months it just sat too long for me. Like, so that's what made it hard. Mm-hmm. Like, not easier or not hard, but it just made it complicated because it's like a lot of opinion. Like, Carisha, you like this song? No, I don't like this song. JT, you like this song? No, I don't like that song. Versus just like getting in there and getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
How much do like Diddy, Uzi, like do y'all play music for them and they give feedback? Like, is that a thing?
Me personally, my nigga mind his business. Like, he should. He mind his business when it comes to like the City Girls music, because if he has something to say, his music is so totally different. Right. And like, sometimes I go to the studio with him, and he'll be like, rap with me. And one time we did, right? And it was just like, you know, I go hard. So he like, oh, bitch, please. Like, dang, like, we just rap like that. But me and him, like, music-wise, in the future, but he mind his business when it comes to, like, our music.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about retiring, though. Is that, like, going to be a thing?
Y'all got to call him up here for that.
I mean, because when he said it, I think it made people feel like, okay, so what's about to come next for JT and Uzi? Like, are they about to settle down? Is our kids coming? Like, what's coming next for y'all?
Settle down, kids. We already settled down, kids.
She got the tattoo saying Uzi on her wrist.
You know, one thing I will say, like, people say what they want about you, but you are so supportive of him and you are so locked in. And
Uzi done locked JT down. Shout out to Uzi, taming a city girl. That's not no easy task, man.
I think it's an even thing, but I love to see it because you have that support when you need it, right?
Yeah, but me and Carisha is a group. So I feel like Uzi shouldn't be trying to, like, come in and, you know, like, tell us what we should be doing as a group. This is our group. So I don't want him to be involved in our group because I feel like this is our shit. Like, this is me and hers, and we both got brains enough to say, like, okay, I like this, I like that. Right. And we don't need him to tell us that. But far as support-wise, like, the other day I was just, like, pissed. And he was like, he looked at me, he said, baby, it's just a song. You can talk, right? You can make another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. He was like, you can make another song. He's like, you know how much music I put out? And that's how I grew my, he was like, you got to put the music out. Like, you're going to get the backlash all the time, but you have to put the music out. You can't not put the music out. So That's one advice that he say, because he's just real nonchalant when it comes. He's been doing it for so long. So. Yeah,
I don't think fans exist on social media. And I think everybody has to start realizing that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think people go on social media just to bash you. That's it.
Now, there's some fans on there as well, though.
Few and far between. Like, if you go into social media to actually look for a good gauge of what people think about your music, think about you, you're going to get your feelings hurt every single time.
But y'all respond to a lot of stuff, too. Oh, and I think that feeds it. Why do y'all respond to so much?
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like, for real.
I'm sorry, Carisha.
I feel like,
that was to you. That was to you.
Sorry, Carisha.
That was a shut the fuck up.
We're going to get some gloves after this.
Carisha, I apologize, Carisha.
And I'm going to let you get your fair one. On social media, you can make as many pages as you can. So who's to say? It probably a hater got one good account or you a bad account. But I feel like right now social media is kind of running shit and making people opinions change. And like, I feel like blogs and the media is getting a lot of control. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like that.
It's true.
It's true.
I was going to say, Carisha, do you like to troll? I see you like to troll people sometimes. You just like to throw shit out there and see what people talk about. Mm-hmm. Why do you do that so much? You did that with the name of the album. Mm-hmm. You did that with the pregnancy thing after the VMAs.
I never said I was pregnant.
You said something to
the... No, because they was talking about my outfit. Mm-hmm. So it's like... Somebody said I had a pregnancy, so I just retweeted because bitch, you was giving snatch. Like, I was just tweeting bad shit they were saying about me because it was just like, they was just talking about me, so I was just retweeting. Like,
the golden child. Then you say stuff, you know that's going
to
go far.
I know. That's what you're supposed to do. And guess what?
No, that was the truth.
When you said the golden shower thing and then you cleared it up, you said, I wasn't even, you didn't say
something.
You
have to get people talking. You know how many people went and watched that interview and wanted to see what cards? I was reading Risha Roulette. Yes, I like golden showers. Go buy them cards, baby.
Do you think
did he ever pee on me? No.
If you weren't dating Never. Diddy at the time, do you think that it would have went as crazy and as viral still?
I don't know, because it was like P. Diddy.
I mean, peeing on somebody in the shower ain't bad, though.
What?
Like, if you're in the shower, taking a
shower?
Yeah,
you ever took a shower and then get he pee?
A he pee? What happened now?
Wait, what is that? Wait.
No, I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? If you stand up in the shower and the nigga just pee, it's like peeing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just, you know, it just happens.
Sometimes. I personally, for real, never got peed on. My mama cussed me the fuck out about that. And I was like, really?
Good mama Miami.
She was like, for real. I was like, damn, I got to start really saying shit like that. For real.
Why was she mad though?
Because she was just like, Carisha, for real, you be taking it too far. Like, and sometimes I do be taking it too far, but like, girl, I got to sell these cards and I got to.
You ain't got to tell me. Welcome to our world.
Could you imagine the people at the church calling Mama Miami? So I just seen this video.
Yeah, that's right. It was embarrassing because like people always go back to my grandma shit too. She worked at a nursing home. Mm-hmm. So she always be like, Carisha, and it's like, for real, y'all.
Then you got to start
showing my grandma that shit at work. She ain't got on social media. She don't know what's going on. Stop going to my grandma with that.
They went to your grandma?
Yeah.
I tried to tell them earlier today. They going, my mom, my grandma cussing me out. Thinking I like girls because of the stripper comment.
If you
like
cash out a stripper $1,500 after the strip club, what does that mean?
I was drunk. And maybe I was trying to empower. I was just, no. She was telling me her story, and I'm like, girl, I want to help you. I want to empower you.
She told the stripper she don't got to be there. Like a whole nigga, you ain't got to do this.
Oh, no.
You was in love.
Real bitch shit. I was on something like, yo, I wish somebody would do this for me. My friends was like, bitch, you not the one. You ain't going to do it.
Yeah, that's not.
He turned it into something else. I said, my mom, my grandma, I'm going to have a whole family meeting today. Like, it's going to be a whole
thing. I mean, it's your preference.
You know what I'm saying? That's what men do in the script club. They'll tell a girl, you know you don't have to do this.
And guess how much more boss it is when a female pulls up and does it.
I just don't see why you're afraid to be with girls.
Oh, no, God. It's okay. We're moving on.
But $1,500, she going to be back.
Yes, absolutely.
She trying to go back tonight to go see
that girl. No, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the stripper.
Oh, yeah.
Now, JT, pussy on his nose on my period, Rudolph.
I be trying to match the vibes, man. Carisha be going hard.
What you mean? What that mean?
No, okay, listen. Like, I really, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when it comes to, like, freaky rap, Carisha got me. Like, I be, like, trying to match the vibes because I'm like, okay, so she talking her shit, like, you know,
man,
she was like, put it in.
Charlamagne, you know what I mean. You married.
That's yeah. Right.
How old you is?
Okay, yeah, we're going to get to that. But
exactly. You don't.
He married everybody like before.
You don't went down there. Ain't no, the period was on.
The period don't stop. Nothing but a sentence.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But no, I literally was matching the vibes of the song.
You got to grow up.
I think that.
31. Girl. Not on the nose. Huh. Oh, we talk later.
But you said a man never ate you out on your period?
No.
By mistake.
No.
Why would it be by mistake? Why wouldn't you tell him what's going on, Carisha? So he can properly navigate his time.
Might be the first day.
So like, he don't just tell you.
But like,
So you just like just be chilling and you just you don't feel weird that like his whole mouth is there and like all that stuff is
I'm gonna keep my sexual business to myself.
That's right.
Because I ain't got time to be Trina after the Breakfast Club because it's just like, baby, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. I'm gonna sit here and take my shot.
We gonna go ahead and skip that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm a woman of God.
Now, on that same record, Carisha, you said you like Patron. That's what gets you freaky.
Yeah, that song was like 4 or 5 years ago. That's when I was a Patron girl. And that's how I made well for my kids.
Because I was about to say, I know Diddy was mad about that.
Nah, he ain't tripping. I had on time. I was like, baby, that song was recorded like in 2019.
Why he didn't want you to redo it? Or he just heard it when
I
dropped?
Nah, he wasn't tripping.
Damn. And you said that's how you made both the kids?
We talk about Delia now. Yeah.
I don't even like Patron. Patron make me, all it do is make me pee.
For real?
Yeah. It don't be hitting for nothing. Now, JT, you got the No Ball song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know people hear that, they automatically, so this is the introduction to her
solo
album.
The launch of the solo album, people would say.
Okay, so when I made No Bars, No Bars at the studio, just on some shit. And I fucked with the record so hard. Mm-hmm. Like, it was... That wasn't my intentions to like for people to start saying that, but yeah, I do want to do a solo project.
Yeah, both should do a solo project though, right?
But listen, why you calling No Bars when you rapping your ass off?
Because it wasn't my intentions to like have bars. You know, like sometimes when you go in and you rap and you be like, mm-hmm. "Oh, I'm hitting it with bars." No, I just wanted to talk my shit. It was really for me to talk my shit and express myself, and I think that's what music is for. Like for you to really like get what you got off your chest and say what you want to say. Like this week, I got hella inspiration. But I feel like No Bars wasn't supposed to be like you listening and you be like, ooh. Like, I be watching like battle raps for that like reaction. But yeah, it wasn't for that. It was really like an empowerment song because I was feeling down that day. And I feel like that song does do that for girls. Like, even when they hear certain lines in that song, they be like, oh, bitch, it's about me. Like, or just to pop your shit when you feeling down. That's what No Bars was about because I was feeling down that day and I was feeling defeated and I went in the studio and I got something good out of it and I feel like that's what music should be about.
So you was talking to somebody when you say like I'm a big dog, you a scrappy dude, you was
I was talking about everybody.
Okay.
Like, to be honest, anybody, like, you know, like anybody talking shit, like for real. And people get it twisted, like when they talk about, you know, people, like she say, who go hard for what they do and who made it out, because we done been through some shit. I done been through some shit. Like, I thank God every day when I wake up in my house. Like, I swear to God, I be like, whoa. Like, nobody can't tell me shit. And I just want to pop it sometime and express that and give people confidence and get them hope. That's what it's really all about. It ain't about nothing else.
And you said you got a lot of inspiration this week. Why? Just because people coming at y'all about the album?
Yeah, people coming at us, people talking shit about us, people telling us we should hang it up. Like, how you gonna tell us to hang up something you ain't ever even start or try or do? Like, you can't...
I could tell any hit album.
Yeah, they just talking shit. Like, oh, I think that y'all should wrap it up. I think y'all should do this. I think that people should do what they do. You get what I'm saying? To say, do what you do. Don't encourage people to stop. That is some flawed shit for you to tell a black person, a black woman, a white woman, a polka dot woman, a polka dot man, to stop trying to get money. Because get the money.
And just to clear it up, the group is not breaking up. Because I know a lot of people heard that single, like, oh, the group's breaking up. The group is not breaking up. Y'all together, y'all doing albums, right?
There was a video from, like, The Listening that went viral. People were like, okay, this shows that they're over. Like, people always do that to y'all.
I be drunk. I was drinking, and then she was late. So I think I was just sitting there like, nah. I was like,
just vibing to this. I think it was a vibe. It was a picture. Okay. So you want to know the funny part about that story is it was a picture of me. Carisha looked more happy in it to it. And I looked like I was daydreaming, which I was, because I'm always daydreaming. And the first picture that came out, people said that I looked at me and I looked like I didn't want to be there. You get what I'm saying?
Throw it out?
No. From the same day. It's like the same picture. And then they started talking about sex appeal. And then on the video, they said that she looked like she didn't want to be there. So it's all about body language and like, picking apart people. I mean, it's popular to do. You get a hit tweet.
Get off social media. Like, every now and then, just put the phone down. It's good for your mental health.
Yeah, when
I'll
be
away
on social media, sometimes I'll be having a good day.
Yeah, I do. Like, yesterday I had a good day. I do have good days when I'm not on social media. And I have a good day on that motherfucker, too, because that bitch ain't going to make me go crazy.
They will if you keep reading them comments. Because no. That's what they're trying to do. Like, they are, you know, purposely trying to get in your head. You know, this is what you
put in your head. Like, I used to get so upset about it, and I used to get so upset what people say, but you got to remember, all them people ain't even in one house. They not together.
That's real.
They not together saying this shit. Yeah. This is scattered. This one bitch in Missouri. This one bitch under a rock. This one bitch on Wi-Fi. This one... And I guarantee you, each one of those people hate their life. Because it ain't a bitch on there that love their life sitting up there trying to downplay nobody. No, they busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why we call it projection. No, that's real.
Cause yeah, they not in the same house hating on you. It's not one group of motherfuckers about to attack you. Like, you can single-handedly take these people out.
So. How's rap shit going with Issa Rae? How was that going?
Season 2 about to drop. She said you could single-handedly take them out. What the hell type of time you on? Like, what is you sitting around thinking about? You think I ain't kidding?
No, I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking about it. Like, if you really sit and think about it, right? The comments seem like they are together in one group, right?
Yes.
But they're not for real.
And it seems like they're coming back to back like this.
Like, they really not jumping you for real. Like, they really like.
They feeding off each other. Once somebody says bad, then it's funny. Like, oh, I can say something funny. Yeah.
But they will not stand up to their boss at their job. No. They won't stand up to their mom about them dishes. They won't stand up to nobody. But they on here standing up to me and cussing me the fuck out. And they got real getting bullied at school. Like, and no to bullying. I'm not for the bullying. But. They won't even speak up for real. It's easy to talk shit behind a phone. Like, it's easy.
That's why you can't pay
it. And it gets you popular. And it gets you on followers. It gets you on Shade Room. It gets you on the neighborhood talk. It gets you places. Like, it gets you a page. It is. Then people behind the scenes is paying these motherfuckers now.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's just popular to say, y'all. Now they get paid off of trolling. So, like, why not? You get what I'm trying to say? Like, y'all, they fueling it. Because it's like people putting marketing dollars into troll pages.
And hate campaigns.
And hate campaigns. That's a fact. For real, it's true shit.
I was asking y'all about Rap Shit season 2. How's it feel to see your life story on TV?
That ain't really y'all, though.
No.
It's a little bit based off of y'all, ain't it?
No.
No?
No. It is?
Nah. Is it?
It's inspired by us.
Inspired, yeah.
Yeah. It's it's kind of like our story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's inspired by us, but that's not us. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I ain't seen nobody on there do no scamming.
That girl did.
She did?
I think the first season. Yeah, the first season.
The girl that worked at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
You just wanted to bring that up. Leave her alone.
Right. Charlamagne
is here. Leave her alone. You cannot talk about me scamming. Yes. I am. Yeah, what happened?
I love that tweet you put out, too. When you were saying how a lot of females got their direction from y'all?
Yeah, they did. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Envy was trying to front on us because I was listening to the radio that day.
You see that? Who was in here sticking up for you?
Jess Hilarious because I thought she was going to be here today.
She out of town. She went on vacation.
Bring that ass back.
Who was in here sticking up for y'all?
You?
Okay.
Now, when y'all said direction.
Wait, Carisha got. Why explain. You put me on before we came here? We had beef with people. Because I'm like.
Carisha got her chop in the bag. She got her chop in the bag.
I didn't know that y'all was talking shit. What they said?
We wasn't talking ish.
Okay, let her tell me what happened.
Okay. No. Jason, just shut me up. Let her talk.
He always rooting for the city girls. He was like, you know, JT did a little tweet and she was like, you know, the direction. And then. Envy was like, I don't know about that. Like, he don't really know what direction.
Let's talk about it.
That's what I was asking. What direction do y'all mean? Because I didn't understand the tweet. That's what I said. I don't know.
A lot of the direction, how to motherfucking move your hands, your gestures, like, people to this day still saying period after they talk. And please don't say your mama taught you that in your motherfucking house because it wasn't on carpets. It wasn't on TV. It wasn't, none of that was going on. Really? That was not a thing. Like, that was not, you was not saying period. That was not your thing.
That's how we used to do our drops. Like, what's up? It's the city girls.
What's up?
Like,
it's the city girls.
We need all our rich niggas, real ass bitches. Like, that's the city girls. Mm-hmm. For real. Pull it up.
And y'all made city girls a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody started being city girls and city boys after y'all came out.
What's wrong with us giving ourselves our flowers? Like, if I feel like that's how I feel, a bitch ain't gonna change my mind. I know for a fact that we were a big part of culture. And, you know, sometimes you have to appreciate yourself and give yourself your flowers and remind yourself. Because ain't nobody else gonna remind you. They gonna move on. Like, people are sheep. Mm-hmm. They're gonna go to what's flocking and what's going on at the time. And I'm not mad because me too. I be... On to the next thing too, but I feel like for sure a lot of ways that a lot of girls do things started doing things was because of the city girls. I feel like that for a fact. Carisha went on her crazy run when I was in prison, you know, like free JT. Like, I think I was like besides like Kim and Remy and all of that, I was the bitch that went to, the last bitch that went to jail. But I feel like want to be around, connected to like rich men, and you know, like, oh, I want a rich nigga, I want a rich nigga, I want a rich nigga. A lot of the talk, pussy, like bringing back just saying the craziest shit in your raps and getting on for that. People went, who named somebody was saying the craziest shit in their raps?
But well, I think, mean, now people doing it, but when y'all but I think when that
tweet came out, I think people were taking, when you said direction, I think it was a lot of people thought like you were saying, y'all were saying y'all started it. That's why I said, well, I let them clarify what direction is, because when I heard that, revamped it, absolutely. When I first think, I'm thinking Trina, I'm thinking Kim,
we revamped it. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
So we I'm saying.
So how you feel now?
Well, I just asked what direction is, clarification.
Nah,
that's
how you feel now?
Yeah, how you feel now?
Are y'all jumping me now?
No, I'm interested to know. I think you were from a different time group of people.
You're old, okay, man.
But now, when they put it like that, yeah, they're the ones that said the period and all that. Absolutely, positively.
Yeah, no, you being shady, but what
else? I'm being honest.
Like, I feel like when we used to do our drops, like, we used to be like, what's up? It's the City Girls, period. The like, food, we used to always like, I need all my rich niggas. When I started seeing pictures doing drops, like, I need all my rich niggas. But I'm like, hold on now. Wait, that's the City Girls.
Mm-hmm. But, and I feel like that don't only happen to the City Girls. It happens to all art. Like, when you get popular for something, I feel like now artists start, like, labels, artists, brands start pinching from people and, like, turning into like, I'm gonna take a little bit of her, I'm gonna take a little bit of her. I feel like we came out authentically ourselves, jumping out like regular girls. Then we started getting our jewelry, our chain, flexing our, like, you know, watches and all that, but we still looking normal. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, we still looking normal. We hopping out of Wraiths and Rolls Royces and all of that, but we still looking like normal girls. So now we giving normal girls. Okay, I want to be in a Wraith. I want to do this, but that's Miami shit right there. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? That's Miami shit. Like, in Miami, we want to flex. We, South Beach, we see Lamborghinis going up and down. We see all of that all the time. That's why I said we came out as, like, stunting. And I feel like right now, stunting ain't that cool.
Because people broke, like you said. Do y'all feel like y'all got an issue with timing? And what I mean by that is, like, first album came out, JT was in prison around that time, right? And then I love that album y'all dropped in 2020, but it was during COVID. You know, I feel like if people was outside that during
leaked,
that time, y'all oh just my had, God.
Right, that leaked, right? Yeah.
Y'all would have had the biggest shit out if everybody was
even outside.
Even
this album,
that
I feel like we were talking this earlier. This is a summer album. Yeah, this is a summer album.
Yeah,
this album,
I feel like we have a bad timing thing. I feel like our timing, our management is poor. I feel like it goes into a lot of that. Like, I feel like we got poor management, poor timing. Like, it's really never no strategy. We just out here. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? It's just like, why the fuck is we at a Breakfast Club a week after our thing?
And this is a DJ's album. DJs should love this album because it's nothing but club bangers.
But people, if they not hearing that it's hot, they want to be where what's hot. Like, they're not gonna play nothing that they don't feel like is the hottest thing. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, even if it's good. Even if it's good. So I just feel like everything we asked back was we came out. I had to go to prison. When we got mainstream, Carisha was doing it on her own, you know, carrying it. And then
got pregnant.
Then when I got out, as soon as I was about to get out of the halfway house,
COVID
hit in March, because I got out. And I tell this story all the time, and it hit, whatever. But COVID had that hit, and we was locked in the house. I mean, for like 2 years. Then it's like it got dumbed down to me. It got kind of watered down because then at the time people was just doing clubs, like, places that was open, and we didn't get as big looks. You know what I'm trying to say? Then when they were open back up, I feel like City on Lock could have had more videos. Like, Rodeo started getting bigger.
Y'all should have did a Pussy Talk video.
We did.
Y'all did Pussy Talk? Why the fuck is he Pussy Talk?
How did you miss that one?
I missed that one. Yeah. Y'all should have did a Broke Niggas Don't Deserve No Pussy.
Yeah, it's a lot of visuals was missed. I felt like it wasn't enough visuals for City on Lock, and it wasn't enough outside because we couldn't go outside to really promote it. But I feel like, the album is remembered. I don't think that City on Lock went forgotten.
Oh, that shit.
No, I still played it.
Who's the management?
Talked about him.
We don't have a manager. We have our label.
I'm saying, you said the management is poor. So you just don't have any.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sure people reaching out, though, right?
I mean...
So you're doing everything on your own?
No, personal management, we have our label. Like that,
in the label.
We have our label.
We just don't got no management. Like, we don't have no managers.
Is that by choice, or is it just... That's just how it's been.
That's just how it's been.
Do y'all want management?
Hell yeah.
I don't think y'all happy with the industry.
Oh, shit. Damn, you talking as a therapy.
No,
I'm not. No, we got a vibe too.
Y'all pissed with something. The industry. Y'all something, pissed something about is something. Off.
I won't say the industry. I'm going to start just like snatching people out and being like, okay, I'm just going to keep it real. Like, you can't get nowhere if you don't keep it real. I just feel like it was poor management. And it's no management. And it's just like, at the time, what was moving us for real, is culture. Like, it was a big culture thing. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we hot. Mm-hmm. Everybody on the label, we hot. But when you want something, like I said, you're going to get what you put in and put what you put out. And you have to work hard for stuff. And I feel like that's something that we have to work on, too. Like, I always have these talks with myself, and I'm going to hold myself accountable as well. Like, you can't think that culture is going to keep moving you. You have to get in. You have to put in the work, and you have to go hard and grind hard to, like, stand out. I feel like when we first came out, of course, we had fire music. Mm-hmm. We had the most, probably the most support and backing at the time. And we had the culture. So it was easy for everybody to say, who is them girls that, you know, like, who's doing this and doing that? So over the time, things changed. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, you're going to have strategy. You can't keep moving off culture. You're going to have to move off strategy. And I feel like that's what we don't move off of. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't move off strategy. We just be like, okay, we for the drop on what day? We get together, we go to them, we talk about it, we tell them. And that's just that. And then I feel like that's just what happened with this album.
I think y'all have it there too, though. Like, because even with your brand, when you drop your merch, I was like, this is so fire for her. It fits where she is in the culture with Carisha Please. It fits. I think y'all just got to put the pieces to the puzzle a little bit more so that the vehicle y'all got is
but
already kind
of... off of me and Carisha. Like, if we being honest, like, it's just like we building these lanes for ourselves. Like, Carisha getting out there and she doing her thing, and then I'm getting out there and, like, nobody is managing me and getting me this stuff at all. Like, it's just me, like...
That Beats by Dre was fire. I love
that. Yeah, but
that
it all come off of me taking risks with pictures. And, like, okay, let me put this picture out, and then I'm gonna get backlash from my community. Of course, they're gonna be like, oh, bitch, you look a mess. You like a man. And then it'll be somebody else, like, reaching out, trying to find out how to get, like, Moa. She DM'd me, like... Can you do this Beats by Dre? It's in Paris. Can you get there? Could you be there? And I'm like, shit, like, all right, I got to make this work.
So you got to fly yourself out and all that shit like that?
They paid me, but I've used the money to get over there.
This making so much sense now, because I have reached out to have JT do stuff, and we don't know who to talk to.
Yeah.
People, or you'll talk to somebody, and they'll be like,
exactly.
JT will be on the phone at such and such, and JT never shows up.
You're
like,
what the
hell? But you know what it sounds like to me, and this is no disrespect to Ja Rule, it sounds like the Ja Rule effect, right? And not as a problem.
Ja Rule.
I'm going to tell you why.
Damn.
I'm going to tell y'all. The Ja Rule effect was, I met Ja Rule 20 years after his career, right? When his career started. His career was already in motion. We from the same hood in Queens. The reason being is Ja put people in front of him to do things for him, so there was no personal relationship. So if you look at 50 or you look at Diddy, there's a personal relationship, right? So if you're around Diddy and Diddy wants a record played or he needs help with something, Diddy will call people on his own. He's not going to use a manager, and he has that relationship. So even if, let's say Diddy puts out a record that I don't love at first, I'm going to support Diddy because I'm like, Diddy called me personally. 50 Cent, he's going to call somebody personally. Where Ja, I just met like 10 years ago. Me and Ja have a great relationship now, but before that, there was no relationship. So it's good that you do it yourself, but you want to establish those relationships so that you can call me or Clue or whoever it may be and be like, yo, E, I got this record. I want you to play it for me. And it's like, oh, of course.
Yeah, it does. I'm not going to lie. Like, for real. Ever since, like, I kind of been, like, navigating it, I done met, like, some big people in the industry that reach out to me, like, editorial you, like, oh, I'm this person, da-da-da-da. And I be like, bitch, why'd you, like, oh, my
they
God.
They feel connected.
They feel connected, and I meet so many people like that, but I feel like sometimes I do want somebody to kind of reach in and strategize and buff it up and all of that. But
because it's certain things that shouldn't get to you. Right. Somebody got to filter the bullshit.
Yeah, but that's why it looks like it's growing so divided. It's not that we divided and we want to be divided. It's like we out here hustling and shit because it's like if we don't put ourselves out there to make do what we got to do and build our brand and this, that, and the third, then then yeah. what?
You feel like that like too, Christian?
Hell yeah, you gotta think quick, baby.
You gotta think.
Like, for real, you gotta think quick. The show's slowing down. You know, it's just like it was just like a lot. So it was just like, for me, I'm like, okay, what I'm finna do? I gotta get out here. I gotta make some money. I gotta get in the game.
And it worked.
Ain't nothing for the economy.
Like, even with your show, do you want to put out your show more?
Creature, yeah, please? I do.
Okay.
It's just that, like, for me, I gotta really, like, see who I want to interview. They give me a list of people to interview. I'm like, I want to talk to them people. Mm-hmm. You know, I really want to be interested. I really want to know about the person before they come on the show. I don't want to just be, mm-hmm. you know, just sitting there like, oh, throwing jabs at people just to get views. Like, no, I really want to talk to this person. I really want to get into this person. So that's what it was.
Is it true that there's a Sukihana interview that never came out?
Yeah, we were so fucking drunk. Because you get drunk on Carisha, please. You gotta,
is that why it didn't come out?
We was drunk. And then it kept raining. The rain kept fucking up the vibe. Like, we was in Miami. It was like, it rained. We had to stop, come back. Then we end up getting so drunk. If that interview ever come out, baby.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're not even going to get, like, fake
conversations that we had was just crazy.
Why y'all don't do a show together? Because I'm sure that y'all two have, like, such interesting conversations where y'all wouldn't even need guests. Like, why don't y'all do a show together?
When y'all did y'all interview, me and my friends sat down together, like our group chat, because it was just such a good sister conversation. It was so honest.
I mean, that's her thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, that's what she took to do. Yeah. I feel like if she ever need me to support her and come on, like I was on her shoulder, I'm like, you want me to do what? Like, okay, yeah. But I feel like that's her calling and that's her thing. And like, you don't always have to do that. Like, you know?
Carisha, question for you. So people speak on you guys a lot, right? Mm-hmm. But now you're a force in the media as well. So people speak on you in different interviews because of that. Mm-hmm. Recently, Kodak Black did an interview with Drink Champs.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he brought you up. He mentioned that he wished he could have did relationships better with you. Mm-hmm. When you see stuff like that, how do you feel? And what does that even mean?
Why are you rolling your eyes, JT? Carisha is getting asked the question. Why are you rolling your eyes?
You tired of the Kodak questions?
Oh, you so messy. I didn't even realize I was rolling my eyes, but yes, I am rolling my eyes. What happened?
You can hit
him. I am.
You can hit him. You can jump right now.
You know why people do. Now that you're in like that, the media, like, right, and you're asking the questions and you're cutting the clips, they're going, like, you know why people are doing it. Mm-hmm. So when it's happening, like with this, people are picking up this clip. How does
I
that?
I see the clip and I see everything.
I literally. I seen the clip a little bit because she is not the target. What the target is, if you really want to talk about it, is that they had him on there and people are complaining about him being too intoxicated and they should have saved his life. So she wasn't a topic at all. Right. But I think he did mention you, but I was so caught up on them complaining about having him on there too intoxicated.
He was a little out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love what you just did there.
What?
We shifted the conversation. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I shifted.
I didn't even see the interview.
You ain't shifted. You ain't shifted nothing. I think as a woman, when I watch certain things, and you guys are very public with your lifestyles. I know you don't mom on the internet, but even your relationships. Mm-hmm. I always wonder, like, how does that make you feel when people then comment on those things? And it's somewhat of your peers and your colleagues, and you got to see these people. Like, because you guys respond on Twitter, but, like, you're running into these people who are in interviews, giving opinions. Like, how you said, I didn't want to host because I didn't want to talk about anybody else. But other people will go and do that and mention you guys. Like, what does that feel like for y'all?
Yeah, I don't be with that. I don't really, like,
I don't know. I just feel like when I see the person, I'm going to address the person. That's just how I feel. Like, if I feel, like, disrespected or something, like, I can't wait to see Charlamagne just to ask him why he said that. It was like, damn, but you like me, know my name. You know my name. Don't do that. Don't get on the breakfast.
Jess love
like,
y'all. No, no she love y'all.
No, she like, what's
on the West? No, she love y'all. She said she met you, I think she said she met one of y'all somewhere, some award
me,
show.
Me,
she met you.
At the BET social media.
She always sending me sweet messages. Yeah, that's why I'm saying I don't know.
That's what
I'm
saying. It was a little shady.
It was a little.
I gotta see it. I wanna see it.
It was a little. It wasn't like nothing like that. It was just like, just don't do that, girl.
No, she loved y'all. She told me that. She said she met you at the award show. She wanted to meet JT, but JT wasn't there.
Yeah, because I've been rooting for her. I'm like, yeah, I need to keep her on the Breakfast Club. I love her up here.
Dang, what about me?
Damn, Lauren.
I ain't hear you yet. I ain't hear you yet.
I've been here for multiple weeks and times. Dang.
No, I ain't hear you yet. Or I probably just don't know your own voice.
Damn, Carisha.
I had braids before, too. Long blonde.
I swear to God, I ain't even.
She said you're not memorable. What happened?
Bro, look, damn. I'm like,
you gotta get in a tea. Jeffy, she be.
Carisha said she listens every morning too. Damn, Carisha.
Whoa, I listen every morning. I've been here,
but I'll be home every morning.
But y'all probably know Jeff from social media too, though.
No, Jess be with the shits, for
yes,
real.
She
be with the shits. She don't spell nobody. That's why she ain't spell me. That's why I wanted to see her.
Lord have mercy. Now, hold on, a couple more questions. JT, why you had to throw your phone at Uzi at the awards?
Okay, so let me tell y'all why I threw my phone at Uzi, because, for real. Okay, the reason I threw my phone at Uzi is because when he had to perform, so... when you have to perform at an award show, you have to be there earlier. Me, I'm going to get in my glam. Like, I have to do my thing. I got to make sure I'm on time. So I'm not with all of that trying to go together and all of that. Let him get there and do his job, because I'm not that type of woman. I'm not trying to be like, oh, you got to take me. No, because I got my own life, my own career, and they going to know my name when I step on the carpet. So we get in there, and baby, I'm so sorry when I say this. Uzi is like a frantic kid. Like, he moves around a lot, and he plays, like, he is like play a lot. So when he got off stage, he came to me and he like, come on, let's go, give me a, like, he was like, give me a kiss. And then I was like, I gave him a kiss. He was like, we finna go, let's go. And I'm like, what? The show just started, like that. And then I had on this big ass dress. I had on a huge dress, so I'm thinking he leaving and about to send somebody back to come and get me. But when I get up, he down there with he down there with chilling with Bari, and so happened.
Who's Bari?
His friend that he brought. It's like,
maybe not then.
You should have made sure I had that seat. It was never about another artist, because an artist is supposed to be there. It was never about that. It's about that you made sure that Bari was in his seat. Like, he's sitting there, he's chilling like this when I walk up. Bari like, yeah, bitch, I'm sitting right here.
Bari supposed to get up.
Yeah, he must have got up and been ripped. You got what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. When I got down there, you supposed to check him soon as I got down there. Like, get up and let my girl sit down. You get what I'm trying to say? He acting like he drunk and delirious and he don't know what's going on in Bari. So I'm going to turn up in this bitch, because he know, like, how I am, how I can get.
Okay.
But it's like, I feel like both of them as men, somebody, like, you should have got up quick. You should have thought fast. You should have, like, all of that extra sitting down. Like, I'm in the awards. You ain't no rapper. You should have got up.
Because it got picked up and reported as, like, the whole Ice Spice situation.
Yeah, I know, but I was, me and Uzi went back in the awards show, and he sat directly back next to Ice Spice, and I sat where Bari was sitting. So it was never a problem. But people won't report that.
Right. Yeah.
And I have to go on there and, like make me get mad at this girl, or, like, oh, you mad, you jealous. You like, I'm like, you ain't even hear me say nothing about woman, bitch, nothing. Like, girl, sis, nothing. Like, even when I walked up, I said hi to her. But when I was walking up, I was so upset, because he's like a kid. Like, when you got in there, you supposed to know how to, like, court your girl. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, you get in there, you making sure, like, he's sitting down and all of that. You telling me we about to go. You see I got on this big dress. I'm not for the running of awards and play. Like, I'm grown. So when you went and sat down and I came down there, I'm thinking we about to leave, because I'm waiting the whole time for the commercial to come. You can't move unless it's a commercial. So when I get up, I'm ready to go. Y'all down there acting like y'all at the Grammys.
Who retrieved your phone after you threw it?
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember that. I remember him just looking back at me and me just blacking out. And I'm not going to lie, I don't find that shit funny. You get what I'm trying to say? That was not cool. That was like... me and my me tripping. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? And it wasn't cool, and I had to live that down and not speak on that for so long, and people to call me jealous, and people to say rumors about me, and people to troll me about something that was not even true. But I'm like, why would I get online and talk about this if y'all still gonna believe what y'all wanna believe?
Nobody cares about the truth and the lies.
Yeah, nobody cares about the truth. Nobody. Everybody want women to seem like, oh, we so jealous and we so mad and we so, like,
in real,
even if a woman is, so what? Like, you get what I'm trying to say? But that is more entertaining than him just not doing his job as a man. You get what I'm trying to say? And I don't want to feel like I'm just bashing him right here, because that's something we talked about.
Spoke about it.
Yeah, we spoke about it. And he got exactly where I was coming from. That's why he got up and ran after me, because if he didn't think that I was wrong or nothing, he would have kept sitting there. But it was about that. Me, him, and Bobby would roll back in the car after the awards, and I still was going off on them.
Both of them.
In a car.
I can
still
imagine.
Going off on them.
What you were saying.
Still going off on them. I was saying a lot. Because, like I said, as a, like, get up. You got what I'm trying to say? No, don't do that. Because years before, you were sitting with me and Carisha and P and Co. Like, no, don't do that. You get what I'm trying to say? Make sure I have my seat, or if we leaving, we leaving.
You're right.
And yeah. then when we came back in, we
and the celebrity has nothing to do with it. It, huh? It was girl. The celebrity yeah, had nothing to do with
yeah,
it. It was girl.
Yeah, yeah, of course. What I'm saying is, like, you should have made sure I had my seat.
We understand.
Period. Yeah.
But y'all,
blank.
Y'all made it. Y'all made it right. I mean,
yeah, we gonna always. One thing about me and Uzi, we like family.
We fuck up too.
And we gonna always make. Yeah, yeah,
you got him tattooed on you.
He got me tattooed on him.
How do y'all know when it's time to do that?
When a man pull out the ink and just be like, no, but we talked about it and you know, Barbie cool, Barbie family. It's over.
It's just effed up. It played out on TV, it's effed up, you know? How it came out.
I didn't really even want to overshadow because his album, he was about to announce his album. I felt bad about that.
Right.
So I didn't want to get on there and keep dragging it on about what it's about. Like, I wanted him to shine with his album and everything. So I took the backlash. Oh, y'all think it's about whatever y'all think it's about? Okay, then cool. Just let him get his work out.
Did you and Ice Spice have to talk in real life too off the internet? Because they were coming.
I talked to her when we walked back in. When we walked back in and we sat back down, we watched Amigos. That's who was on. I watched Amigos and I watched Trina because I walked back in. I talked to her. I'm like, hey, what's up? She was like, yeah, I understand me. We had our thing, but everybody was still taking clips like, oh, she doing this and all that. No. Mm-hmm. It was very like, I get it. I understand. She knew it had nothing to do with her. She was right there.
Right.
It was the people that wasn't there and the people that's fake reporting on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got a couple more questions. When does a city girl know she want to settle down? Because we could clearly see you settle down. Carisha is always tweeting about wanting to settle down.
Like, oh, you so shady.
What was the last tweet she just said the other day? Something about...
She not sharing her man no more.
I'm not sharing my next nigga.
Yeah. And then it was something else about dick. What was it?
Oh,
what?
I said I was so frustrated I wanted some dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should have let Lauren ask that question about the
man,
the
shut
dick.
Up, man.
You know, he really is a city girl, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And? Mm-hmm. And what happened? Well, you say just and I'm a city girl. What happened?
Oh my God!
But are you ready to settle down, Carisha?
Yeah, I'm about to be 30, mm-hmm. so I feel like you know, I got kids, and then my son got a father, so eventually, like, he need like a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
I need to settle down, show them like, you know, I can't be a city girl forever. So yeah.
See, can't be a city girl forever. So what y'all gonna do? Cause I'm telling you, ain't a city girl no more, JT.
You think so?
You can be settled down and still have a city girl.
I wish my man felt like that. Say that again.
He still think
please.
He still think you be outside. You be outside.
Please say that again. Say that like 10 more times. I like that you said that. You cannot tell my man I ain't no city girl. Every time I was like, damn, relax. He like,
damn. So he think you always trying to get over on him and stuff?
No.
Or do you be outside a lot?
No, I don't be outside. He just think I have a city girl mentality. I'm just a girl from Miami. That's it. I'm really a girl from Miami. I'm so 305. It don't matter where you put me on the road. I'm so 305.
You got that Philly boy stressed
and
out.
And he be like, y'all Miami bitches.
See?
And I be like, damn. That's like, he be like, y'all Miami. I ain't never had no say this. Or we just talk crazy. Yeah. I feel like it be at the tip of our tongue. So I like that you said I ain't no city girl no more.
So Carisha, when it's not real bad no more, right? Because, you know, you go together real bad.
Mm-hmm.
When it ain't real bad no more, what is it?
What you mean? Like, you gotta elaborate more.
Like, what is it when it's not real bad no more? I mean, you said we go together real bad.
Is it going out?
Yeah, when y'all don't go together, real bad.
Like, what's the next level? Halfway bad.
Yeah, what's the level under
like
real
base,
bad?
First base, second base, third base.
I don't get it.
Where are you and Diddy at now?
Oh, okay, say that.
Yes.
We still go together real bad. I mean, like, y'all always see us together, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That nigga can't leave me alone. He told y'all, I'm a park, baby. I'm fun. We just be vibing. Like, that's my nigga when I'm with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, I ain't with him, so I don't know what he doing. But when I fly to L.A. or Miami, we get back together, that's going to be my nigga.
Do you treat your older men different than your younger men?
This is my first older man, I love it. I don't
this
want him
crazy.
So do you, like, Google recognize signs of a stroke?
Stuff like that? Hold on now.
That sounds crazy. They ain't that old. Yo, that sounds crazy.
No.
Okay. I don't even think Diddy gets
old. The only thing about him is his age.
Yeah.
That man don't get tired.
You be stressing Diddy out?
Huh?
You be stressing Diddy out?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
I be seeing Diddy shopping with you, and Diddy looks so stressed out sometimes, but like, here's my card.
I feel like that just come with dating a woman from Miami. Really, Florida, period.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna stress them out in some way, shape, or form. That's y'all love language.
I think they like it, though. Yeah. I think that... I don't know. Let me don't speak too soon, because my man probably will come back with some classy. I'm classy, though. I'm classy.
What's the craziest thing Uzi bought you? I'm going to ask you next, Carisha, so think about it.
What's the craziest thing?
Or biggest thing?
Uzi bought me a lot of stuff, but the craziest just thing one. He bought me that I didn't expect was a Rolls Royce truck. I didn't expect that truck. I'm not going to lie. Like, cause the
that's
day,
not the one with the top off.
Mm-mm, no, that's his. But what happened was the day before, he had gave me a Range Rover on my birthday. And I ain't going to lie. And he I can tell the truth. When he came for dinner, he had gave me, he was like, he came with a Range Rover. And I was like, cross-eyed. And I was like, thank you. And I went upstairs.
That man bought you a Range Rover and you kind of just won them? Like, yeah, that was nice.
Oh, he bought you a Range Rover and then a Rolls Royce truck the next day?
Range Rover wasn't good
enough? She didn't really like the Range Rover.
No. It wasn't that I didn't like the Range Rover. I had just bought my mom one. So I was like, he trying to be funny. And then I had, like, literally, I go so hard for him. I think it's Christmas. Something had happened. But it wasn't even about it being a Range Rover. The price of the car, because Range Rovers are expensive. The new ones are very expensive. I was thinking, like, it wasn't that thoughtful. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, the way he gave it to me, I think he was trying to prank me. Like, it wasn't like no bow or nothing. It
then
was
he came
just
back
like
the next day with a culling.
And when I went to Miami, I'm like, I'm going to Miami to my birthday party, like or whatever. And then he was like, I ain't going to your birthday party. Da, 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 da. I'm like, you're not coming to my birthday party. I'm like, all right, whatever. Cause like I said, there ain't no pressure. Like it be people on the internet. No, for real.
Man, y'all need a TV show,
I
man.
Love that.
This shit gotta be on TV.
I'm not gonna lie. Cause it be a lot of people on the internet. They be like, I see Uzi with everybody but her. I be like, damn, like, bitch, I'm home. I see him all the time. Like, I feel like me and Uzi should do this. Like, I feel like the separate careers, it matters, like, to have your individuality. Like, and we do be together. Like, the other day I was at his show with a hoodie on, and when the people noticed it was me, they was like, hey, JC, I'm like, hey. They was like, oh my God, like, look at surprise. But people was like, I see Uzi with everybody but her. I see everybody. I don't have to post our pictures all day, because all y'all gonna do is hate on us any motherfucking
right,
ways and say negative and mean fucking things about us all the time, which I don't care, because y'all know I'm gonna be in the comments defending my man all the time.
Yes.
But I think that's why I don't be with the showboating with the gotcha. Relationship.
What about you, Carisha?
What?
Craziest thing
Diddy got you?
An island.
Yeah, it's I think it's like he's not really like into gifts. He buy gifts, but it's like he real thoughtful and romantic. So it'd be like the places that we go. Like if I say I want to go to Paris, we'll just be going to Paris. Mm-hmm. And it's like he listened to me, so I'd be like, I want to go here, and then we'll be there. I'd be like, okay. So for me, it's like the experiences. It's like we go like
he like a magician.
Mm-hmm. Like it'd be like he'll fill up my house with some roses or something like that. I appreciate that over like him buying me a piece of jewelry or something like that, because it's just like it's thoughtful. Nobody never did nothing like that for me before. Like nobody never filled my house up with flowers, or I get on the jet decorated, and it's just like it be like the jet from the jet, it be the house from the house, it be from the alley. It's like it never stops.
Sugar Puff Daddy, salute to Sugar Puff Daddy.
Now let's switch it. What's the craziest thing you got Uzi? What's the craziest thing you got Diddy? City girls splurge on their boots.
I think the craziest thing I got him was the chain, the little bad boy chain, because it was
birthday.
I was just like, let me pipe, not like pipe you up, but let me give you some, let me put this on your neck.
Some young.
I like that for him. I love that for him, and he was so happy. Mm-hmm. And he always have on his chain.
What about you, JT? Uh-oh.
I just bought Uzi a car for his birthday. His birthday was in July. Mm-hmm. I had to come and get it because we live here, too. And when I came home, I'm like, why you never went and picked up the truck that I got you? Because it had been sitting at the place the whole time. And I think that was like the craziest thing, because I got it. It's so nice, because he made fun of me. Like, one thing about him, he's so hard on me when it comes to like gifts. He think like, why would you buy me a Maybach minivan? And he did not let me live that down, that I bought him a Maybach minivan. But let me tell you something. He pulled those vans up to the house. He should have never been lying to the people, the men's, that brought the car. He's like, I love this, bro. This car is so fire. I want one of these. So I'm listening to him and thinking he won it, and I went and bought it. And then he turned around and said, you bought me a Maybach. So I was like, babe, you said you liked the car. Like, I'm just trying to be thoughtful and, like, you know? So this year I had got him, like, the actual Maybach truck, and I put, like, 4Gs on it, and I customized it and everything, and it looked really, really nice. And I also, one Christmas, I had bought him a bracelet from Eliante, like, like was pink diamonds pure all the way through. Mm-hmm. I think that he loved that because he never take that bracelet off. I think that's the best gift he liked.
You know what I figured out just in this conversation?
What's that?
That y'all was talking about culture shifting. It's not that culture shifted. I just think that y'all people care more about y'all personalities and y'all lives than the music now.
Bitch, always in my motherfucking being this rapper. What the fuck I got?
Yeah, that's why I said that in no bars. No, that's in no bars. Oh. That's what I said in no bars.
But that's what I really believe. I think that even though y'all still make good music, they care more about y'all. And some people get to that point where you care more about their personality than their music, no matter what they put out. I think Kanye been at that point a long time ago.
I think like superstar.
I feel like that could be changed.
No superstars.
I feel like that could be changed.
Are you?
I want to be in my business too because I want to know.
I don't even think y'all need to change it. I think what we were talking about earlier is just use it to y'all advantage because y'all are super. People literally follow every single.
Y'all need a doctor.
Y'all know how many people cannot get that to happen.
They
can't
sell a t-shirt. Karisha's working on one now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But y'all need one together.
Karisha,
people need to see y'all together.
I have a question. So I know you said you want to settle down, and I'm listening to you talk about Diddy and y'all experiences, and I'm just
I'm
settle
down with Diddy.
I mean, I'm assuming you would want to, right? But like, it doesn't seem like he's at that point. So what if you meet someone else? Would you settle down with someone else, not him?
Yeah, if it gets to that point. If I find somebody. Yeah. Wow. Because you don't want to settle down. What you want me to do?
True. Facts.
Yeah.
It would be hard to date somebody because then you got Diddy here and it's like, does everybody have to compare to be better than Diddy? And what's better than Diddy?
I don't know, because he got
you
want to
fuck him? That sounded crazy.
I'm married, sir.
No.
I'm married, sir.
I'm watching you, and you're glowing. I love this for you.
I ain't gonna lie, I said that the other day. I was like, damn, he got everything. He got, like, I feel like men don't got no personality. Like, mm-hmm. he have a strong personality. Like, he is so much fun. We could sit together all day, and we gonna have, like, we could absolutely do nothing. We gonna have so much fun, like... We'll get on the edible and just be high as fuck laughing, crying, laughing. Like, we just have fun together. Like, he's just a ball of fun.
Y'all ever double date? Diddy, Uzi, JT, Carisha?
No, somebody just exa said no.
Why not? Like, the strong no.
It wasn't a strong no. Oh. I just said no. We never double date.
I thought you got a reality show. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all these cameras are for?
Yeah.
Yo, listen. Oh.
What cameras?
What network is going to be on?
Oh.
It's going to be on BET.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When that start?
When it started,
yeah.
It started, when was the first time I started? It started at the VMAs.
It's on now?
No, that's what I'm filming
it. I'm happy for you.
What is it?
I still want y'all to do it together, though.
I'm not, like, originally Pete approached us to do it together, but I didn't want to do it.
Really?
Mm-mm. Wow. I want to make music. I feel like I don't want to skip over that. Like, I don't want people, like I try to fall back as much as I can with personality because I think that's why people be like, JC don't got no personality. But if you look back at our old, like, videos and stuff, I had so much personality. But I just hate the fact that sometimes, like you say, they buy so much into it. I feel like I get there. Mm-hmm. I would definitely get there. But I feel like I could do the music thing for sure.
You're going to be on the show a lot, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. That's all I got. I ain't pushing no more.
And the show gonna be on VH1, they said. VH1, not BET.
Oh.
VH1.
Oh, I like that.
What you mean
y'all
you like
really
that?
Hilarious.
You didn't
like,
work on BET.
Honestly.
Because
the mics is
BET.
I love that. Yeah, shout out
to VH1. Well, let's get into a record off the album. What y'all
want to
hear?
Man, y'all
going crazy. I want to hear off the album.
Off the album.
Fancy Ass Bitch.
I like Fancy Ass Bitch.
You don't like
Emotions. I feel like Emotions is a radio song.
With Money Long?
Yeah.
I was going to say Fancy Ass Bitch, but I like Emotions too.
So which one? We want to play both of them? I can't play both of them.
Yeah, we play both of them.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do a Fancy Ass Bitch.
Ooh, Charlamagne, you know what I want to do?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to have a Donkey of the Day tag.
Oh, I got you. We know we got to play that game too. Let's play your game for you.
Oh, yeah. We got the shots.
See, right, let's do the Donkey of the Day tag.
Okay, I'm going to do it off the top of my head.
Okay.
All
right. Damn, what's the good ones? Okay. Take a shot.
Where do we download the game from?
You can't download it. You got to go on the stores and get it. I mean, you got to go on my page to get it.
On Instagram?
www.carishaplease.com.
Okay.
It's called Carisha Roulette. It costs $50, two 20s and one 10.
Yo, two 20s and one 10.
Because people be like, damn, that's a lot. No, it's not.
It's two 20s and one 10.
It comes with four shot glasses, 100 deck of cards. It's their cards. Okay. This one's saying, take a shot. What if? It's probably not on his phone. Y'all married. Okay, so hold on. Take a shot if you ever had a threesome with your best friend.
If you got to think about it, do it. Take
it. Who is the best friend? Who is the best friend?
You had a threesome. You had a threesome with your best friend. That means two men.
Okay,
man,
so okay, okay, no, this
that's
a phone.
I was thinking about the scenario.
I like this one. This would say, "I dare you to let the person next to you smell your underarms right now, or take a shot."
Easy. I stay fresh. Who wanna do it?
Who next to you?
I clown people for being musty too much to being that musty. All right.
Yeah, I hate a musty nigga.
You can't stand him.
What about DJ Envy?
Girl is worse.
Red, check it out.
I got Baccarat. I'm good.
I hate Baccarat.
You don't like Baccarat? I like
it's
Baccarat.
It's too strong.
I like
Baccarat
it.
Remind me of Atlanta.
Yes, PPP.
Atlanta smells like PPP and Baccarat. God damn.
I got Women's Dove and Baccarat.
No, Women's Dove and Baccarat.
All right, man. JT, yeah. Carisha, it
we
was a pleasure.
Y'all.
Yes, I'm just not your Miami no more.
Would you want to be Carisha?
I like Carisha.
I'm just saying, I'm just not, because that girl name is your
Carisha feel raw to me.
Yeah, it do.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and then I you like got Carisha, please, so we don't be knowing.
Was he originally that, though?
What, JT and Carisha? It was...
It was YM and JT or something like that. Yeah. Be a trillion. I don't know.
I like Carisha. It's just raw.
It's quick.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna take
it's
a
so
shot.
It's so raunchy. Like Carisha.
For life.
You gonna take a shot just because?
Just for life. Just,
yeah, that's just
y'all look great.
Cheers to the city girl.
To y'all. To raw ass.
You pay JT a drink. Hold on, pour JT a drink. I'll take a shot to that.
Yeah, let's
all
just
that other shit life. About cheating on your wife and all that. I ain't doing all that.
I want the people to let up off y'all though. Y'all are
same woman 25
years. He is married. You gotta listen to Charlamagne. He that is a very wise, knowledge man. He's spitting out a knowledge on the radio every morning.
Thank you, Carisha.
I think he looks like Morris Chestnut. So I don't know.
He does not look like no goddamn Morris
Chestnut.
He do.
He no, do. He
come on
lie.
Now. Come on now, Carisha.
I ain't gonna lie.
Come on now.
I ain't gonna lie.
Let me go download that app.
That
Russian roulette
app. That's gonna be the drop he used right there.
Oh, wait. Drake
ain't that like one part.
Cheers to the city girls.
I drink mine
to the city girls.
Absolutely. Cheers.
Don't laugh at my cup.
Absolutely.
All right. Deleon, sponsored by Black Men.
Oh, my goodness. It's the Breakfast Club. It's the city girls.
Wake that ass up,
girl. In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.